As it stands today, we are owed over 600 million Cedis. Now, there are so many things that contribute to this. Electricity Company of Ghana continues to build up the debt, and unfortunately, we are unable to disconnect them, because if you disconnect ECG, it will have a domino effect. Our hospitals will not be working. The parliament will not be sitting here anyway. Then virtually everything will come to a stall. I know the Minister of Energy, for that matter, the government of Ghana, is actually coming out with this arrangement that would settle the debt within the sector.
May I ask management now, per the recommendation of the Auditor General, was that management should take steps. So may I ask, the way he responded, what concrete steps are they taking to ensure that these debts do not keep rising?
We supply power to the mines. Anytime they don't make payment, we disconnect them and they come to make payment. But when it comes to ECG, because we cannot disconnect them, we have to resort to other means to get the money back. Now, what we've had to do is to go to our ministry, and the ministry, through the Minister of Finance, and like I said earlier, on the government of Ghana, is coming out with this arrangement that would ensure that everybody within the energy sector is paid off whatever is owed. Now, apart from that, we also have other customers, for instance, Valco. Valco also owes us in excess of $20 million, and they are just operating one port line, so it's not too much of a problem to us. But it's not that easy to get that one also repaid.
Does the ECG been paying part of or all that you supply them, or how does the bill, the indebtedness build up over the year? Can you educate us?
Honorable Chairman, is improved. We bill them close about 13 million this a week, and now they pay us about 8 million a week. So in dollar terms, it means every week they continue to build up that debt by $1 million. And
not 2 million?
You know, 8 and then 13. So
no,
the difference is about 5.
What they pay?
Yes, they pay 8 million Cedis. Yeah. 2013, on average, they paid 72%.
They paid 72%, 2013.
2014, 74%. 2015, 63%.
Then 2016?
63%.
And now?
Now, I'm sure we are close to getting to 70%. About.
Honorable Ntu. Sir, I want to find out, I think my colleague has a question which was not fully answered. Do you intend to write this debt as bad debt, or you intend to collect the money? And what are the strategies or processes put in place to ensure that these monies are paid? Because individuals, if you don't pay today, tomorrow, you are disconnected.
I don't think they are going to be considered as bad debts. The Minister of Energy, the Minister of Finance, has come up with a team. My Director of Finance is actually a member of the team, and they are coming out with arrangements. Where would... Now, the other interesting thing about the energy sector is the fact that we owe each other. I mean, apart from that, we also owe VRA because of transmission losses. You know, NETCO owes us. I guess VRA owes a gas supplier, and then it continues on and on. So you need a kind of a holistic arrangement that would ensure that, you know, we come back to the correct footing.